Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go into our message, it is very important we need to know
what is the definition of a giant? So as you all know, the word express itself for what is the meaning of a giant. Giant's meaning that something big or large, or a person who is big or large. So that's giant. And as we know, as we are living in this temporary place in this world that we know, we are living here for a temporary time. This world is also facing a lot of giants by itself. As you can see, the giants of inflation, the giants of war, as you can see, many countries. Let me give you an example. As you all hear the news, let's say about Ukraine, Russia, you know, stuff is going like this. So this world is also going through a lot of giants. So that's why this is the time that we need to trust in Jesus Christ. We need to trust in Jesus Christ because the Word of God says, put your trust in God. Have faith in God. That's the exact Jesus words. He said, have faith in God. So, the giants of our life. So, as I mentioned, this world also facing many giants, so do we. I know we all are struggling in our life. We are facing many giants in our life. A lot of us, we are facing the giants of inflation. A lot of us, we are facing the giants of sickness. A lot of us, we are facing the giants of failing marriage. A lot of us, we are facing the giants of not able to find a good job. A lot of us, we are facing the giants of singleness. A lot of people, even some people, they are facing the giants of lust. You know, lust is a bad thing, but we will not go there. The point is that we all are suffering with a lot of things. And I want to make it clear that before I explain more, that God will never trust anyone who will not go through a temptation or test. Even the Jesus, his son, when he came to this world as a human being, he didn't say, hey, Jesus, you are my son, I'm very happy to you. No, we all know what he has been through. And today is actually, you know, yesterday was Palm Sunday, and we know he is our king. So I will share with you the story of how we can get rid of these giants. So the giant is the big thing. So when we see these big things in our life, we get scared. How we can achieve or how we can get rid of these big things, because we are very small in front of a big giant. So I will share with you a story. We all are familiar with this story. I will not go into the Bible verses because I believe most of you already know what it is. So what I'm going to do I am going to share this beautiful story of a young man. From the book of Samuel, chapter 17. When you have time, you can read it by yourself so you know what we are talking about from the book of Samuel. And I'm talking about the young man, David. David, when I'm saying young man, he was probably 16, 15, 17 years old, kind of like that. So as you all know that he was the son of Jesse. He was an old man, and he had different sons, but the David, he was unique. So the David was like a country man. He was a shepherd. He always liked to take care of his flock, sheep, goats, and all that kind of personality. So one day his father, he mentioned that, son, I want you to go and check on your other brothers. So I know you don't know where those brothers are, but if you will read the Word of God, this chapter, you will know. During that time, Saul, he was the king of Israelites. So he was the first king of Israelites, and there was, like I mentioned at the beginning, the giant that this time the world is facing is a war. So on that time the world was also facing the giant of war, and so there was a war was going on between Israelites and Palestinians. So the Palestine people, they found a big man. His name was Goliath, and Bible tells us he was a big giant. He was like 9 feet 9 inches, I believe. And now the rule of this war was, most of you know, when there is a war going on, a lot of people attack on each other. But this war was unique because only two people were going to fight against each other. So one was Goliath, and one now they have a Goliath people of Palestine. They found Goliath, and now he was shouting to Israelite people, "Give me a man that I can fight." So he was very big, and the Israelite people, they were very scared, and even King Saul, he was thinking, what we are going to do now? So the David, Jesse, father of David, he said, "David, go check on your brothers." And some of his brothers were with Saul during this war condition. They were on the camp with King Saul. So when David came there and he heard there's a big man, big giant, he's shouting, and he was asking some different people, "Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's happening?" And then he's asking a different group of people, "Hey, what's going on?" And they noticed that this young man, why he's asking many times, "What's going on?" So they took him to the Saul, and he gave him his interview that, you know, how when we do our interview at work positions, they always ask you first questions like, "Tell me about yourself." So Saul, he asked David, like, "Tell me about yourself." And he said, "Oh, I am a very brave man, and I'm a shepherd, and whenever the lions or the bear come, I kill them, and I take care of my sheep and goats." So the king got impressed, and he said, "Okay." And David said, "I can fight against this big giant." So he said, "Okay, go ahead. I believe you, and you can do this." So now the David, he is ready to jump in the ring to fight against the Goliath. And the Saul, he is trying to give him all the fighting stuff. But David said, no, I'm not used to have that kind of stuff. I am just, he just put two smooth stones in his bag, and he had a sling. So when he used that stone, he put that stone in his sling, and he showed it to that big giant. And that hit his forehead. And as soon as he got hit, he fell down. And then David, he got victory. So you can read in the more explanation in the Word of God. So point is here, my brother and sisters, when you have that stone of faith in your sling, when you have that one stone of faith in your sling, you can destroy these giants in your life. Even the king, even this world is offering you different type of covenant that you can, take care of yourself, or you can save yourself from these giants. No, that's not going to help you. Only, you can see in this story, he took only one stone. That's what I'm talking about. You have to have only one stone of faith. One stone of faith. You don't need to do anything else. Only one stone of faith. Put in your sling and shoot all those giants in your life, and you will have a victory, even if you are 15, 16, 17 years old, no matter what is your age. God likes you. God gives you victory when you have faith in God, when you have that stone of faith in your sling. Amen.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Jabran. That was a wonderful word of God, and how we just put that slingshot of faith and just hit those giants in Jesus' name. Pastor, I want you to lift up the people that are listening today and lift them to the throne of grace, that they can keep that stone of faith and hit those giants down, please.
Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this time, Lord. Again, thank you for this technology that we can talk to each other, Lord. Lord, I lift up each and everyone who is listening this word of God, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Give them more and more ability that they can know more and more about you, Lord, so they can have faith in you, Lord, so they can put that one stone of faith in their sling, and they can get rid of all these big giants, even no matter they are 10 feet, 10 inches, 9 feet, 9 inches, Lord. When they have a faith in you, you will fight their battles in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And remember this word today. It doesn't matter what it looks like, what people are saying, what they are even doing. You keep that one stone, that smooth stone of faith, and you just throw it at the enemy by the word of God. Study this word today and go with your faith through God, because God's love will never fail us. God's love will never leave you. Trust in Him. As our favorite scriptures, Pastor, and my scripture, mine is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. And yours, Pastor?
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence on man. So again, if you will look up this world system, shelters, this world system, protection, it's not going to help you when you're fighting with this giant. So make sure you have that stone of faith. So put your faith in Jesus Christ. Put your faith in God.
Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us. Again, please share with us your prayer requests, your praise reports. Maybe, again, you would like for us to come and share the Word of God with you. We're praying for you. We're believing with you. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish, and saying God bless you today. Until Wednesday, we love you, and God bless you. Thank you.